Sunday marks the secular national holiday on which much of this country takes the day off from being outdoors, eating healthy, and watching 60 Minutes in order to celebrate two American pastimes, violent competition and television commercials. Yes, it's the 42nd Super Bowl Sunday, Super Bowl 42, or XLII, as it was in ancient Rome, where professional football began, I'm led to believe. The combatants, the favored New England Patriots, who haven't lost in a year, and the New York Giants, who looked unfit to compete for the title as recently as about 6 weeks ago. For the pitifully football-obsessed, the pregame preparation really began in April at the NFL Draft, and it's gone on every single day since then. But here at the Bryant Park Project, we're going to boil down the months of anticipation into about 6 minutes in the first annual BPP Super Bowl pregame segment. Joining us now from the... Yeah, excited, are you?
Woo-hoo.
You got your guacamole out? Joining us from the Phoenix metro area, side of the game, is Will Leach, whose website, Deadspin.com, is among the sports world's hourly must-reads, and whose book, God Save the Fan, is on sale now. Hello, Will.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, guys.
Hey, congratulations on the Chris Berman video today. Tremendous.
Oh, it's mesmerizing, isn't it?
Utterly fantastic. That's all the tease I'll give. So, you're in Arizona to cover the game. How is it for our many non-sports fans to be among the approximately 5,000 people, literally, looking for a story?
You know, it's funny. This is my first Super Bowl, and I have to tell you, it's not actually very fun at all. I think I definitely sense a palpable lack of joy among the people that are here. I went to Media Day on Tuesday. I think the main story that came out on Media Day was the woman in the wedding dress.
Yeah.
That asked Tom Brady to marry her. And every Media Day has those little wacky little things that happen. And the thing is they're not actually wacky and they're not actually funny.
No, they're at,
that's
they're
my problem. I would love to have like something wacky and crazy happen at the Super Bowl. If nothing happens at all. It's actually, I think that joke is actually recycled from like 4 Media Days ago.
Yeah, it's the most corporate event in the history of corporate events.
Yeah, everyone says, oh, Media Day is a circus. It's crazy. And no, the circus is entertaining.
Yes.
And I think that's the general thing I sense from most people here, having covered this for the first time, is there's really no stories here at all, at all. But I think it does give everyone an excuse to relax and stay out late for a week that they usually don't get to do so during the year.
I once went to Media Day. I used to work for ESPN, and I went to Media Day with Downtown Julie Brown.
Julie Brown?
It's right, love.
I'm going to stand over here.
It's right, love. Anyway, she wore a metallic silver skin-tight bodysuit that zipped up the front from, you know, way down low to about her midriff. And the only entertaining thing at Media Day was watching the hordes of pasty, overweight journalists watch her get all the big interviews because she was dressed like, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, and now it's become so mainstream that that's exactly what Bill Belichick was wearing. once was groundbreaking, it's now become rote.
Yes. Now, where are you going to watch the game? You got a ticket? You got a press pass? Where are you watching the game?
I was offered a press pass. I generally don't like the press box. I find that it takes a lot of the joy out of watching the game. So I'm basically going to find a place. There's a very like kind of lousy, ugly sports bar just around the corner from where the game is. So I think I'm going to go there.
Perfect.
That's actually more up my alley. I tend to enjoy watching games with people that aren't professionals and have had a bit to drink. I think that's a lot more a true fan experience, I think, in a lot of ways.
No question about it. Let's go from the least important to the most important questions as we prepare for the Pats and Giants. First of all, leaving your heart out of it and going with your mind, who's going to win the game?
You know, it's funny. Now you have the 2 weeks, which I think is excruciating for sports fans to have. It's similar to college football, when at the end of the regular season of college football, like, wow, this is really, really exciting. Let's all take a month off.
Yeah, 6 weeks.
I think you see that with the 2 weeks between the championship games in the NFL. Everyone essentially spends those 2 weeks, in my opinion, trying to talk themselves into, oh, wow, you know what? The upset really could happen. Here's what could happen. I'll be honest, I actually think the Patriots are going to blow them away. And that's no offense to the Giants. I think the Giants have made a great run. But I don't know. Certainly, the Patriots, the team, the way they've been this year, it seems like they'll pull it together for one of those big exclamation points on the end of the season. It kind of has that general kind of feel to it. But, you know, we all spent 2 weeks trying to talk ourselves into it. But I don't know. I don't see it happening.
So I think you may have answered this question with your first answer, but I'll ask it anyway. Last I saw, the point spread was, it had started at about 13.5 points in favor of the Patriots. It might be down to 12.5. How would you bet the game if that were the point spread? Not that betting is legal or that you'd ever do it.
Yes. I would bet on the laws of justice, first off. but also I would bet on the Patriots covering that. I think the Giants are a lot better team than people realize, I think, in a lot of ways. But the moment I realized that the Patriots were – it's funny because, you know, Patriots and Giants, of course, played each other in the last game of the year and probably the most exciting Patriots game.
Yes.
And there was this definitive stance because the Giants played them very, very tough. And then at the end of the game, when the Giants really looked like they had a chance, Tom Brady threw the long pass to Randy Moss. It was after Moss had dropped one right before. He threw the long pass, got the touchdown. At a certain level, you got to feel for, like, you know what? They can actually do whatever they want to whenever they want to.
As soon as they can see that happening. Yep. As soon as they're engaged, they just put you out.
I can see them pretty engaged this Sunday.
Is there a storyline in the game that you think – give us a guide – somebody who's just diving into football, they haven't watched all year.
Yeah, as I say, I'm Sam. I'm watching at my friend Sandy's house, and I want to sound like I know what I'm talking about. Is there one thing I should be looking for? There's one person I should be looking at through this whole game.
I tend to enjoy a good fan favorite this Sunday will definitely be Wes Welker, who's the other wide receiver other than Randy Moss on the Patriots. And frankly, I think most people listening to the show are as tall, if not taller, than Wes Welker.
Yep.
Oh, really?
And so, yeah, and that's good. I think people like to root for guys like that.
Who's Wes Welker, Bill?
He's a wide receiver.
Wes Welker.
Wes Welker, and he's a wide receiver that they acquired this year, just like Randy Moss, to much less fanfare. But he is the guy to whom Tom Brady often throws when Randy Moss isn't open, and he catches everything. Wes Welker is excellent.
Velcro hands.
Well, he's really outstanding. Here's the real question I wanted to ask you, Will. I literally went to bed thinking about this. You have the overdog, the ultimate overdog, New England. They got a personality-free coach and fans, in my view, New England fans, spoiled rotten by the Patriots, the Red Sox, the Celtics. And they're playing New York, who, in my view, is the auto enemy of everything good. You have to root against all New York teams, in my opinion, or you're un-American. So for that's just my view. I'm editorializing.
I've heard this before.
Woman. So, Will, for whom do you root? Underdog New York, which is a paradox, or overdog New England?
I think it comes down to what anyone really roots for from any Super Bowl, which is just a mercifully close game. I think we all missed out on a real great rooting opportunity, which would have been the Packers versus the Patriots. I think that would have been the laws of good versus the laws of evil. And nothing against the Giants. I think the Giants would be a lot more likable, actually, if they weren't from New York.
I can't understand
what you're saying there. But certainly at this point, because it's not that the Giants are the scrappiest underdog, I think at a certain level, you almost kind of have to appreciate the history of everything. And if the Patriots were to actually win, that's something that we've never seen before. And, you know, and frankly, I mean, it may not see again. So I think there's something to be said about actually appreciating almost a perfect circle of that kind of achievement.
Will, that's an excellent answer. I have one thing. If you have a pencil, our producer, Matt Martinez, is from Phoenix. He says go to Los Olivos on 2nd Avenue in Scottsdale, Los Olivos, the best Mexican food in Phoenix. Will Leach is the man at Deadspin.com, the author of God Save the Fan, the pride of Mattoon, Illinois. Will, thanks so much and enjoy the game. We really appreciate it.
Of course. Thanks for having me, guys.